Supporters and critics of online sports betting acknowledge it frequently occurs in Wisconsin. Gamblers go through commercial companies like DraftKings. But the Wisconsin Constitution says most legal betting can only occur on sovereign tribal properties here, regulated by state tribal gaming compacts. The just-passed bill by the legislature attempts to reinforce that online sports bets in the state must go through the 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin. Shannon Holsey is president of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians. She says the new legislation is good public policy.
It provides clarity, respect to tribal sovereignty, and it strengthens Wisconsin's longstanding state and tribal partnership. And especially for our tribe and all tribes, it really creates opportunity while allowing us to grow responsibly, securely, and on our own terms.
Holsey says any additional revenue for the Stockbridge-Munsee would go toward funding things like tribal housing, health care, and public safety. Remarks opposing the Wisconsin sports betting bill center on what critics say is the possibility of more people becoming addicted to gambling. Steve Nass is a Republican state senator.
Making gambling easier and more accessible online will only accelerate these harms. Family breakdown, lost productivity, addiction treatment.
But other supporters of the sports betting bill say more ways to prevent problem gambling could now be negotiated with the tribes. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers still has to sign the legislation, and the federal government still has to okay amended gaming compacts. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach.